VGCCC warns venues to observe poker machine holiday limits. The Victoria Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, the Australian state regulator, has announced a warning to gaming venues not to violate the hours that poker machines can be played by customers. The regulator has chosen this time to remind gaming venues of their licensing guidelines as the Good Friday public holiday occurs in a little over a week. Under the current licensing laws, gaming venues are required by law to close poker machines between the hours of 4 a.m. and 10 a.m. The regulator believes some gaming venues are breaching this law and feel there is more chance of this happening during a public holiday in the state. The VGCCC was quick to point out that any venues found to be breaking their licensing conditions regarding poker machines would be liable to an appropriate fine. VGCCC highlights fines for previous breaches. The VGCCC has highlighted that several operators have previously breached the rules on the hours poker machines can be played during public holidays, and stressed the regulator was quick to issue fines against these operators. Melbourne Racing Club were fined $60,000 when they allowed three venues, Steeples, The Coach and Horses, and Peninsula Club, to allow customers to gamble on poker machines before 12 noon on Good Friday last year. A second gaming operator, Hoppers Crossing Club, was issued a $30,000 fine for allowing play on multiple days over public holidays on its poker machine outside of its permitted hours. Additionally, a gaming venue was censured by the VGCCC when it breached its licensed trading hours on Anzac Day. Quote, "In Victoria, the availability of poker machines is restricted to a venue's liquor license hours. This may have additional restrictions on them on Good Friday, Anzac Day, and Christmas Day. With Good Friday almost upon us, I strongly advise venues to ensure they know, understand, and comply with the obligations of their license and only operate their poker machines during permitted hours." The VGCCC continues to take a proactive approach to regulation and recently completed an investigation into underage gambling in the state.